From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the 6th day of May, 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a high near 71. There'll be light south winds increasing to 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low around 45 and south winds at 6 to 8 miles an hour. We'll run down the week's forecast in a moment, but first, here's the weekend review. Some of the stories that made the news between May 3rd and May 6th. Paula Ann Mitchell reported in the Daily Freeman that divers on Friday afternoon recovered the body of a 72-year-old pilot whose plane crashed in the Hudson River on Thursday. Bronstein was the pilot and owner of the World War II-era reconnaissance aircraft that crashed into the Hudson River between Catskill and Germantown some 30 minutes after taking off from a private airfield in Copeg, authorities have said. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Both the Register Star and the Daily Mail reported on the walks held across the Capital Region on Sunday by the organization known as CROPS, the Communities Responding to Overcome Poverty. They held hunger walks to raise money to help stop hunger locally and around the world. In Columbia County, St. Luke's Lutheran Church of Belasia and Emmanuel Lutheran Parish of Stuyvesant Falls hosted the 10th annual walk at the Elks Club in Kinderhook. More than $12,000 was raised by 112 participants. In Greene County, the walk was organized by the Coxsackie Athens Ecumenical Clergy Association and began and ended at the Gospel Community Church on Manson Street in Coxsackie. Nearly $2,000 was raised by 70 participants. 25% of the funds raised will go to local food pantries and soup kitchens. The Associated Press reported that two New York administrative judges have expressed concerns about Canada-based Fortis Incorporated's planned $1.5 billion takeover of the CH Energy Group, which supplies electricity and gas to New York's Hudson River Valley. CH Energy is the parent of the Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. The two judges said in an advisory opinion, the loss of local ownership of the New York utility might lead to immeasurable difficulties for the customers. The judges stopped short of saying the merger should be rejected. You'll find that full AP story in the Wall Street Journal. Finally, in hydrofracking news, the Public News Service is reporting a New York appeals court ruled in favor of two upstate towns, Dryden and Middlefield, saying a lower court was right in upholding bans the town's place on hydraulic fracturing, a process used to extract natural gas. Dryden passed a zoning ordinance in 2011 prohibiting oil and gas drilling, including fracking. An oil company sued the town, saying the state's Department of Environmental Conservation should make that decision, not the community. A judge initially ruled in the town's favor, but Norse Energy, a Norwegian company with U.S. headquarters in Buffalo, appealed. Anti-fracking activists said the ruling will resonate statewide. You can read that full story at publicnewsservice.org. Well, the weather outside is sunny today with a high near 71, and tonight it will be mostly clear with a low around 45. Tomorrow it will be mostly sunny again with a high near 76, but the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers throughout the remainder of the week. On Tuesday night, a chance of showers after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 51. On Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Wednesday night, showers again, cloudy with a low around 53, and showers will be back on Thursday, cloudy with a high near 70. Thursday night, more showers, cloudy with a low around 52, and yes, on Friday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 76. In all cases, the chance of precipitation is 30 to 50%. Let's hope this time the National Weather Service is wrong. The sun rose this morning at 5:42 a.m. and will set today at 8:01 p.m., giving us 14 hours and 18 minutes of sunlight. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, May the 6th, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.